This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Kitzur Yomi. Tamid. Gimel. Hey. Today we'll do a Gimel Hey. And Gimel Vav. Ga and Gu. Okay. Gimel Hey, Gimel Vav. Yesterday was Beis Gimel and Dalet. We did three yesterday. Shorter Mishnayos. The Mamona says, discuss who exactly is the Mamona. Please check, is the Zman HaShechita has come? If it did come, the observer says, Barkai, this shining. Masa ben Shmuel says, he said, they asked him, is it Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach? All the eastern side is lit up. And he says, until Chevron, Loiris Chosavas, he says, yes. Okay, we discuss all the, what exactly is the Machlokes here? Gimel. He says, "Some go bring us sheep from the Lishkas Hatalayim." Lishkas Hatalayim was okay. So this is what we got confused. I think I realized yesterday where my mistake was. The Lishkas Hatalayim was in the northwest corner. Does not mean of the Beis Hamikdash. Lishkas Hatalayim was in the northwest corner of the Azara. That's where I made the mistake. It was on the southwest side of the Lishkas Beis HaMikdash. But Lishkas Beis HaMikdash is in the northwest portion of the Azara. That's where it got confused. But the actual Lishkas HaTlayim is in the southwest, not the northwest. Ah, okay, good. There are four Lishkas. You have Lishkas Hatalayim, we just mentioned. Lishkas Chasamais was in the northeast, right? Yeah. Lishkas Beis HaMikdash, that was the northwest. And Lishkas Ha'izlach HaPanim, which was the southeast. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. They go into the Lishkas HaKelim. Where is Lishkas HaKelim? It is mentioned in a Mishnah in Shkolim. Not sure if it's the same one as that one or not. And it took out 93 silver Kalim and gold for the Avodah. 93? How many do you need already?
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know what all these 93 are. I don't know if it's listed anywhere. I'm not sure. They give the Tamid to drink from a golden cup to make it easier to skin. It's a carbon idol. It's going to need skinning. We'll talk about that today. Even though this thing has been checked for 4 days in the evening before, we check it again in the morning by the light of the torches. Mishnah Hey. Mi shezach ba'tamid, whoever was zaycha in the shechita of the carbon Tamid. He brings it and schleps it to the place where they do the shechita. This is an area, not a chamber, not a room. It's an area on the north of the Mizbeach where you shecht kodesh kodashim. They need tzafon. In this area, we found 24 rings corresponding to each one of the mishmaris, where they would put the neck of the animal when it comes time for shechita. In this area, we also did the skinning, the cutting up of the limbs, the washing of the innards. A lot was done. It was against the shlachtas over there. Okay? And the Azara, yeah. A lot of blood. Fine. Umisha zacho be'evarim, the ones who are going to be zeichet, to bring up the evarim, they won in the lottery. Holchan Akrav, they help him. They go after him to help him. To help him out. Hold the animal still. Beis HaMitbachayim, it's funny, Shalom HaMizbeach, was the north of the Mizbeach. Remember, all Kutch HaGadashim Yishach Tabat Sofen. Allah, over there, there were Shemayin Amudim, eight pillars, not us, in the low pillars. Low stone pillars. Okay? They were in one row, with different pshatim, how exactly it was situated. One row. Allah, and like a square of cedar wood, like a big cube, a big chunk of cedar wood on top. It was not attached to the Amudim because you cannot attach wood that protrudes from a building. Rather, it was just put on top. It was obviously very heavy because it's going to have to hold an animal. These things were quite heavy. These things were necessary because we're going to put hooks on them to hold the animal. We can't put the hooks directly into the stone. Why? They didn't have the ability to do that. I guess, yeah, doesn't hold well. Wood holds things much better. Wood is a very, very versatile material. That's why it's used so much in construction and the like. It's strong, it's heavy, it's sturdy. But on the other hand, it's very easy to cut, easy to drill into, etc., easy to hold things. It's a very versatile material. Okay, good old wood. Weiter. Unkelioi shel barzel, hooks of iron, hayu kvuin bahen, were on these things. Okay? Shleish shesdarma l'cholech, but each one had three
hooks.
So the different pshatim. Either there's three hooks, one on top of the other. Why? It depends on the size of the animal. Which one? I guess the larger animal, then we have to go on the higher hook. So the top one, the bottom one would be for sheep, the middle one for rams, and the top one for cows. Others say there were three rows of three. Fine. Shemen Toilin, they hang. They would make a hole in the back leg of the animal between the sinews and the bones, and they would hang it on that hook. Mafshitin, and they would skin the animal, also comes on tables. Shalshayish of marble, Shebin Amudim, between the stones. So the different pshatim. Some say that the animal was on the hook, but the head of the animal was on a low table. Others understand that they started skinning it on the table. When it comes time to finish, at that point, they put it on the hook. These tables would also be for the purpose of rinsing off the innards of the kabbalas. They made it specifically out of marble because to keep the animal cool. It just shouldn't spoil. Okay, so two pshatim. Either they're on the hooks and like the head of the animal was on the table, or the pshat is they first started on the table skinning it and then they just finished it on the hooks. They had a good picture in here. I don't know why they didn't put it here, but in Midos, I found they had a nice picture of the hooks. Let me see if I can find it for a second. Hold on. Just gives us an idea. Here we go. Look at this picture. See those hooks? Animal? They're showing it 12. If you look carefully, they're showing 9 hooks. The animals. Yeah. Okay. And to give you an idea here, they have over here in their diagram of the Zara. We're going to be using this probably a lot in the coming weeks. So here you have 24 rings. You have the Amudim. These little tables, I guess, are over there. I don't know how many Amudim there were. I'm not clear about. Mishnah Vav. Misha zalcha b'dishin mizbeach ha'pnimi v'hamen o'yir o'yu makdimin. Whoever was zaycha in taking out the deshin on the zbeach ha'pnimi was one of the winners of the lottery. V'hamen o'yir or the taking out the deshin of the menayir tovas ha'neirais o'yu makdimin. They would hurry up and get their kelim they need for their avoida. Did they do this before the carbon talmid? I'm a little bit confused about the order. I have to get that clear. Wasn't so pashut. Shulman's Deshan was first. Mishnah Aleph, Bir Hay. When did we come out with that? Gimel Aleph. There's a footnote about it somewhere.
talk about the
Yeshus
being first.
Preceded the Shechita of the Tamid. This is that Tava of five Neiros, by the way. This, but the Tava's Neiros split into two parts, five and two. The Dishon of Zbech Pnimi and the Dishon of the five Neiros preceded the Tamid of the Shechita of the Tamid and the Zrika of the Tamid. Others say no. I knew there was someone. Others say only preceded the sprinkling of the Dam Tam, the Zrika, but the Shechita of the Tamid was before. And this is a machlekes, yeah. That's what I thought. Not so pashut. Not so pashut. If you look in the Abaye of Masada Seder Marocho, if you read this in the morning, Abaye of Masada Seder Marocho, the Gemara of Shmid Abishol, you'll see over here it says, now you can read it in the morning, it says, first you do the Marocho Gdaila, good, then the Marocho Shnia, the Keteris, there. Then Shir Gizre Eitzim, okay. Then Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi. By the way, I left that Shum Zedeshon for some reason, but okay. So Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi. Then it says Tavas Chamesh Neiros. Then it says Dama Tamid. Dama Tamid Pashas means the Zrika. But the question is, where's the Shechitas HaTamid? It's not clear in the Mishnah. It's not clear in the Braisa. Not clear. So it definitely preceded the Zrika. But did it precede the Shechita also? That's subject to debate. It's not clear in the Braisa, and we're seeing it's a machlekes. All right. Arba kelim be'al, I'm going to take four kelim from 93. I don't know how many we used so far. I mean, we know we needed a knife, the shecht. Now we need four kelim. What do we need? Tenny? What's a tenny? A basket? Mm-hmm. It's a big basket. Kuz? Small jug? That holds liquids? Doesn't look like a decanter of sorts. Narrow on the top, wide at the bottom. Ushnei maftachos and two keys. Two keys. All right, let's see. Hateni, what is the tenny? The tenny is going to be used for... We'll see. Okay, didn't say it. Doim the tarkov godol. Like a big tarkov. What's tarkov? It's a container that holds three kav. That's just called Tarkov, because Tar is tray and Kav is one. Tar Kav. Yeah. So it's three Kav. Tray Vikav. What was the tenny used for? Dishon HaMizbeach. Okay. Dishon HaMizbeach. They put the deshin in there. Shalzav was gold. Machsa kabayim, but only held 2.5. So you call it a tarkav, which means 3, but only held 2.5. It's a little bit strange. All right. Fine. The kuz was a round clay with a narrow top and the bottom was wide. You put liquid, that's for the dishon haminayra. It's like a big jug. Shalzav, also gold. Okay, shnei maftachos. Now we have ourselves two keys. Echad yer la'amas hashechi. One of them required him to stick his hand in up to his armpit. He lowers his arm, inserts it into a hole next to the door, up to his armpit. It's like a... This is in the lower part of the door inside. He had to kneel down. And echod pesechim, and when he was all open just directly, easily. So he's trying to get into the heichel, to get to the mizbeach, these two chevra, the mizbeach, and to the menorah. So he will go into a small little pishpesh on the north side of the heichel. There were two locks. One of them was inner, at the bottom part of the door, hard to open, would stick my hand in, all my armpit all the way in. Second one, more easily. Why do they have to have two locks? Extra security? Did they have to open them at the same time type of thing?
No, it says one, it seems to be...
They go one after the other. Some say that the one that did the Mizbech Panimi did one lock, and the one that did Menorah did the other lock. Even generally, doors are opened by the Levium. This one was Kahanim, because you have to go into the Heichel. Levium, we're not allowed to go into the Heichel. Okay, I don't exactly have clear what these things look like, but all right. That's all for today, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.